Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 117 for Wednesday, September 28th, 2016. Books! This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tracker. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. Pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to any item, and find its precise location with the tap of a button. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter promo code ARENA for 30% off your entire order. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. I don't often find much time in my life to sit down and read a good book. Thankfully, audiobooks have allowed me to fill that void in my life. Of course, that comes at the expense of time when I could be listening to podcasts like this one. First world problem. Yes, I know. Anyway, there are a few services out there that are perfect for book lovers. Ways to discover new books, as well as share your picks with others, and in some cases, you know, read them. Let's check out three apps that you'll want to bookmark in this week's roundup. Amazon cut its teeth on selling books online before it became the place where you buy literally everything in your life ever. And along the way, it snapped up a social network for book nerds called Goodreads. Here, you'll find your network of people waxing poetic about the books that inspire them to turn their pages day after day. Here's my profile, and I'll be completely honest, I've been pretty inactive on Goodreads for some time now, but I haven't stopped listening to audiobooks, so I have plenty of ammo to update with. But you can see a list of some of the books that I've marked as read, including my rating for those, and if I happen to give a review, it'll be listed there as well. But I can also see everyone else's review in case I haven't read that particular book, and that might give me what I need to pull the trigger on it. I also have a list of books that I'm currently reading. And newsflash, I could not make it through a Game of Thrones. Don't hate me for saying that. And I did finish Tearing Down the Wall of Sound actually a couple of years ago. It was okay. So I'll go ahead and give it a 3-star review here. And this list of books that's still to read, which is nice to keep me on track for times when I want something, but I don't know exactly what to get at that particular moment. But this is a social network of sorts, let's say. So checking out updates from my friends will show me the activity of those that I know, from books they're interested in to books they've finished to their own reviews. But there isn't a whole lot of expanded social content here. Any of these can actually be easily added to my own want to read list by tapping that button. And if you run across one of them, there are book thingies in the real world that you want to bring into Goodreads, well, there's a nifty scan feature to make it easy with the code on the book. I'll be honest, the activity seems a bit less, well, active than it was a few years ago when I was more involved with this service, but it's still a great place to find some inspiration for new books or to keep track of the ones you've finished. Find Goodreads in the Play Store for free. Now, a new app to hit the Play Store aims to go beyond Goodreads at encouraging a discussion around good books, much in the same way that happens when two people end up in the same space in the real world and get totally verbose about their favorite books. Litzy launched last week after a few months of maturation on iOS, and the creators wanted to take the conversation beyond just reviews of books and tie things that work for traditional social media into its dense database of books to make something special. This right here is the home feed, and scrolling down shows a number of posts by other members that I'm following. Litzy has a true social network quality to it, in that it's more of a free-form discussion around reading, books, bookstores, and book signings than it is a platform for just reviews after the fact. Users take time and care to post an artsy-looking photograph to accompany their words, making this surprisingly visual as well as informative. Any post can be favorited, or even better, you can add that book to your stack And doing so brings up extended options for tracking whether you want to read it or whether you already have, as well as ways to rate the book, not by stars, as you would normally see, but from making it your pick. Or you could bail entirely if you don't like it. If you want to create your own content, simply tap the plus down below and select either a review, a blurb, or a quote from a book that you love or hate. By doing so, this extends the app from simply a recommendations engine into a conversation starter. Comments can be dropped on any post, and the app is filled with the passion of bookworms the world over. Find Litzy in the Play Store for free. Google has its own app for book reading, and again, I'll admit it's not one that I open on a regular basis. I did already say I don't do a whole lot of reading, but Google has done a lot to fill out the functionality in Google Play Books for those of you who do like to read books on their phones and tablets. Here is Read Now. This is my landing page for the most recent books that I've read or even looked at inside the app. Below that is a list of recommended books as well as discovery options with lists like top-selling books, new releases, and split out by genre. Let's go up top and jump into one of the books in my library. Here I'm shown my book complete with, you know, that fancy little page turn effect that we've come to expect in apps like this. Looking at the settings, I can adjust how books are displayed on the screen, from turning on night mode for reading that's easy on the eyes at night, to adjusting the size of the text, making things larger, smaller. There's the spacing in between the letters, the font, and a whole lot more. All of that allows me to customize because, well, I'd be spending a lot of time staring at these words, so you might as well have controls for it. Within the settings, I can always drop a bookmark on important pages to return to later, or even enter into the read aloud mode that uses text to speech to read the book to me. It sounds a little bit robotic to my ears, but this is an excellent feature for accessibility. Heading out again, I'll go ahead and jump into a comic book, which Playbooks has some special features for exclusively. A new feature that's being tested right now, and it's only working on select comics, is something called Bubble Zoom. When that's active, I can tap on the far right of the screen when I'm looking at a comic, and any of the speech bubbles on that page will suddenly enlarge, allowing me to read comics easily on small screen devices. Tapping again skips through the rest of the bubbles on the page, and eventually, when you get to the end, it turns the page to the next one. Comic purists might not like that, but I think it's pretty neat. You likely already have Google Play Books installed on your device, so why don't you open it up and check it out for yourself? Both Goodreads and Litzy are just as applicable for those of us who listen to audiobooks as they are to people who actually read the books, you know, with their eyeballs. It's all about finding content that speaks to you. And those tools are a great way to connect with like-minded readers to find that content so you're never scrambling for book night again. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode. This episode is brought to you by Tracker. Smart cars, smartphones, smart homes, everything is smart thanks to technology. But when you lose your possessions, that can make you feel a whole lot less than smart. Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. If you drop your keys off when you walk through the door, sometimes I do this and then I don't know where I put it. And then I go to try and find my keys because I need to leave the house in a hurry and I can't find them. Well, if I had a tracker attached to that, it would make it pretty easy. It's a coin-sized tracking device that helps you locate those keys, wallets, bags, computers, even pets. In seconds. You just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to any item, and that'll allow you to find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's super easy. If you lose your phone, you can press the Tracker button, and on your phone, it's going to ring, even if it's on silent. You can customize two-way separation alerts so you're notified before you forget your item. With over 1.5 million devices, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item is going to show up on a map even if it's miles away. The Tracker app records your lost item's last known location on a map. When another Tracker user comes within 100-foot range of your item, you're going to get a GPS update of your item's location. Go to thetracker.com and never lose your possessions again. Plus, just for our audience, if you enter promo code ARENA, you're going to get 30% off your entire order. That's T-H-E-T-R-A CKR.com, promo code ARENA for 30% off your entire Tracker order. And we thank Tracker for their support. Now, right as last week's show was wrapping, I interrupted myself and promised to take a look at Google's latest messaging app this week, and I plan on delivering. So let's dive into it. It's this week's big app. Google first showed off its next frontier in messaging apps at Google I/O this summer, and now it is finally released. Let's take a look at Allo to see if it's worth moving your friends and family over to it. First things first, like Duo, which was released not too long ago, Allo is not connected to your Google account, but rather your phone number. So a SIM is required in order to use it. This is mobile first, meaning, at least for now, there is no desktop version. I can dive into this group chat here, the All About Android group chat. And because I used my Nexus 6P before and I'm now on a OnePlus 3, none of those conversations from my old device can be seen here. This is all new since I installed Allo here earlier today, and that's because it's tied to the phone number as well as the device, so I lose all of those conversations from my other device in the Switch. There are smart replies, thanks to Google Assistant AI, and that's a huge component of Allo. It's not just chat. It's like Google Now within a chat environment. I'll dive into Google Assistant Stream to show how I can literally have a conversation with a robot. I can play games with the robot in some cases, get the weather, do searches, all with the robot. It's all totally contextual, particularly useful if I have no friends. It's extra context, which is appealing, but the trade-off is security. In order for Google to gain context about you, things cannot be encrypted, so you're not protected. Edward Snowden, for example, says if you care at all about your privacy online, you should stay away from Allo. There is, however, an incognito mode that activates encryption, creating a new chat for that in the process, but you will lose all of those artificial intelligence hooks by doing so. Sending photos is a breeze, or you can share your location with your friends so they can find where you happen to be at that moment. And if stickers are your thing, Google has tons of free sticker packs here that you can install and abuse at will. One thing you won't find here is SMS. Allo is not an SMS replacement app, so that'll be relegated to one of Google's other messaging apps, of which there are, well, many, let's be honest. It's early days for Allo, and there will certainly be improvements over time. So go get started for yourself by installing Allo. It's in the Play Store for free. Ultimately, Allo seems to be a mixed bag of trade-offs, and quite honestly, I'm just not sure I'm ready to get everyone I know to switch over to this. Yet another messaging app in Google Stable is just kind of getting a little old. That's the overarching asterisk with Allo. Yes, it's cool, and it does some really neat things, but it yet again requires me to pull everyone over into a new app, complete with long-winded explanations as to why it's different and why it's necessary. It's getting more and more difficult with every new messaging app Google releases. And like I said, it's just getting a little old. What do you think? Share your thoughts with me at arena@twit.tv. I'd love to hear them. You can post those thoughts to the subreddit if you prefer. That's androidapparena.reddit.com. The show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. New episodes always appear later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. Alrighty, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I'll see you next week in the arena.